Good afternoon, and welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Wednesday, March 7th of 2007. Well, back after a really crazy week. I got sick with a high fever, and I'm still kind of loopy, so please bear with me. Now, on to the Diva Roll. Oh, wait. Before we go on to the Diva Roll, I have extra for you today. Besides the soapbox, I'm going to give you a review in the soapbox, plus another The Look segment. So you have that to look forward to also. Now for the Diva Roll, this is sort of a social networking blogging thing. There's a section about fashion, there's a section about other topics. The whole network is called Team Sugar, and they have Fab Sugar, which is about fashion, and they have several others, which including Geek Sugar, which is all about technology. My two favorites, of course, are Fab Sugar and Geek Sugar. So I really like those. You can access all of their network sites at teamsugar.com, and you can join and become a member. It's actually quite fun and possibly even a little addictive. Now that's at teamsugar.com. Now team is as in T-E-A-M, as in Mary. Once again, that's teamsugar.com, and you can access all the other network sites from there. Now for the soapbox, I'm going to review this mascara I tried. It's Maybelline's XXL Microfiber Mascara. I got this when I got the Burt's Bees Lip Shimmers, the different colors. But I hadn't really had occasion to try it until just recently. Things have been pretty crazy lately, so I haven't had a lot of time on my hands. But this does... My overall impression of it is it doesn't give you that same va-voom effect that L'Oreal's Volume Shocking does. However, the downside of Volume Shocking is it does tend to clump, and this... The upside of this is it doesn't clump near as much, so that's a good thing. This does lengthen the lashes with the microfiber, and it also defines the lashes very well. Like I said, it doesn't clump as much as the Volume Shocking, but it doesn't have as much of the effect. But overall, I am pleased with this product, so I think it's a good product. Now for the look, we're going to get that touch of old Hollywood glamour, which is always classic, always pretty. Basically what you'll need is an eyeshadow quad, and you know, an eyeliner that either goes well with the eyeshadow colors or is black or brown, black brown, to go with your lashes, depending on which you want to do. Mascara, of course. A nice red lip color that goes with your skin tone. Next, with the eyeshadow, just apply the darkest shade of the eyeshadow and gradually fade to brow with the lightest shade. Then, line your lids as close to the eyelash base as possible. One way of doing this is to gently pull the eyelid to the side to help you more easily create a straight line. And then after that, just coat your lashes however many times you need with mascara in a zigzag outward curl motion. This puts more product at the base of your lashes and makes them look fuller. Then apply blush high on the cheekbones, and then swipe on that pretty red color, lip color that goes with your skin tone, whether it's a lipstick or a gloss, depending on what you like to use. Sometimes a matte works well, or sometimes maybe not so much a gloss, but maybe a luster. Then here's a quick tip. Just use a retractable lip brush and grab some of the color from the lip color, retract it, and then take it with you, put it in your bag, and you've got it there for touch-ups on the go. Just a quick tip. Well, that's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you've got any comments or suggestions for me, you can send me email at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. Also, please do check out my blog. It's at divashop.blogspot.com. And that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and have a good week, or rest of the week. Bye.